Everybody,
we're back.
Welcome to episode 49 as the Dread Kings of old, Rise of the Star Lords. When last we left off, our heroes made a compact or a deal with a trio of void hags in an effort to band together against Marl Breakbones, and I believe we left off with the void hags riding in on summoned inner cycles, screeching to a halt in front of the throne and saying that some outsiders had come in and were trying to steal their clothes.
Yes, also we were all invisible.
That's right.
And you were all invisible, but I have gone in and I have replaced the token that I was subbing in for Marl Breakbones.
I can see that.
I have replaced the bodyguard token with art from Pathfinder 2e, and I have edited the art for the Void Hags to make it more appropriate to what is going on.
Very nice.
Very nice. Love it.
Love it. The
black leather jacket with the neon pink twinkles and accents. It's good. It's good.
And, yeah, and the very retro, really like 80s visor shades with the neon stripe mm-hmm. across the top. It felt
excellent work, Jet, as always.
It felt very right.
Your adaptation is excellent.
I'm just trying to figure out if anyone's seeing any of this because it looks like OBS has just locked up on me.
I see the void hag on stream.
But
Shades is saying I enjoy this hags.
But we are frozen on Twitch, at least on my end.
Oh yes, our faces are indeed frozen. Shade says, yeah, I froze, but I also see the hag.
I don't know how to do an unfreeze.
They can hear us.
That's something.
I don't know how to do an unfreeze because there's no like refresh option for Streamlabs.
Yeah, we
hope really hard, I guess.
Yeah, because it started moving again. I'm seeing it moving again. OBS has just been giving me problems.
Yeah, that will happen.
There we are. Nice.
All right. All right. All right. Let's stop panicking, Jet. Let's stop panicking.
Don't panic. There is no panic.
All right. So it looks like OBS froze again. That's interesting.
Weird.
All right. So courtesy of Butt Stubble, our icebreaker question this week is, what is your character's favorite kind of weather, alien worlds included? And let's start with Lapis.
That's a weird one. I mean, probably like sun the best, because I mean, go hang out outside and like, he doesn't really tan since he's gray, but it does make his wings look magnificent. High wind is probably his least favorite weather.
So
it's hard to get around in high winds.
Yeah, I have figured out what causes the video capture to freeze on OBS for now, of all things. It's if I do not have the video feed on top of everything else. So it's basically wants to eat up an entire one of my monitors for our video feed to be live.
That's suboptimal.
Huh.
And I've never had to have this happen before.
Weird.
So good. We're going to be frozen for the stream tonight, folks. Pick a face and I'm going to go away from it.
No.
Bang. I wish I had a webcam.
There we go. It's perfect.
So upset with you.
All right, ready? Yes, I got it in. Oh, that's such a good face.
It is a great face, Tom.
Thank you. It's the only one I have.
Because for some reason, OBS is acting up, Judy. Go play, baby. All right.
There.
So high winds are suboptimal for Finn. I apologize. I've been very angry at OBS right now. My apologies, Lapis.
That's all right. My answer is pretty boring because, I mean, sun is pretty standardly what people like, but I mean, people like it because it's nice.
Some people like it nice. What about Nick? And Lahan. More specifically, Lahan.
Lahan's favorite weather. We're going to go with rainy because nobody judges you for staying inside, but it's rainy.
Fair. What about Jacinto?
So Jacinto's favorite kind of weather is very specific to this one alien planet. We'll call it Thakasa. And on Thakasa, they have this region that is populated by what would be called cherry trees on old Galarian, or, you know, Earth, whatever. And this weather is when a bunch, or weather pattern, I guess, is when a high wind comes through and blows through the trees, and it just creates like a blizzard of these cherry blossoms in the air. And he saw it on a nature documentary once, thought it was the most beautiful thing he ever saw. Hasn't gotten out to the Casa yet to see it, but yes, this is what Jacinto likes. And our music has stopped.
Oh no.
I will do my best to work this. How do we loop it? Can we loop?
I yes. believe that is an yes. option.
I yes. believe loop is the command, even.
All right. I will do this thing. Carry on, Jet.
Well, I think the only person that's left is Ava. So we get to make up a canonical answer for Ava. And I feel like the bitter, freezing cold winter is Ava's favorite. Because there's an excuse.
It's easy to find goblins in the snow.
Easy to track goblins. You have a nice excuse to just stay inside and not go out and see anybody for like a month at a time if you're snowed in.
That's true.
I feel like that's fairly Ava answer. That or springtime and frolicking in the flowers, and but with no one around to judge you.
I think Ava likes to frolic in the goblin ears.
Yeah, we might have to go with frolic and just tell Leif that's the answer we made up for Ava, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to go with frolicking.
All right. So, getting into it, because we left off with rolling initiative after the biker grannies made their announcement, we get to start off with Kaven. Kaven is going to stand there.
That jerk.
Yeah, Kaven stands there. The biker ladies pull in. You're all invisible. So
yeah, we are.
He's not even going to respond, actually. Barl is sitting on his throne. The biker, the void hag bikers are sitting on their summoned inner cycles made out of energy, followed closely by the animated remnants of Lamitar Baden, former commander of the Black Arrows. And it's Ava's turn. Ava, I believe the plan was Ava was going to, whoever got to go first was going to pop off a strike out of invisibility.
Yeah. I will be happy to do this thing as the resident tactician. As the resident person who plays other people's characters when they're not here.
We appreciate you.
I know you do. And so I will... Ava will... I think, why did my tokens just shift position? Anyway, Ava is going to, let's see. I guess she'll attack Barl on the throne. I think what Ava would do is be over here. And as she, so I don't know that she would, oh no, but you all are, I see what was happening. So Ava moves up. And Ava is going to just take one of her shurikens and last shuriken, there we go, is going to shank Barl, who is flat-footed to this attack because he is unaware that I am here, and Shank. No, that's only a 20 for shanking. A natural 3 on the die.
That will miss. Yeah, but Ava is now visible, I believe.
Sure is.
Super visible.
What do you mean a 3 doesn't hit?
A 3 does not hit.
Literally unplayable.
I mean, it's closer than I would have liked, but it doesn't hit.
Well, how about flat-footed EAC? Are you sure? Would a +1 make it hit?
Well, flat-footed...
We almost got him flanked.
Flat-footed would drop it down to two lower, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That still doesn't hit. At
Okay. All right. I tried my best, everybody. Now it's my second turn.
Yes, now it's your second turn. Go, Jacinto.
Now summon an army so you get more turns.
And tell you what, I'm about to get more turns yet. So we're going to start summoning from invisibility. Summoning doesn't break invisibility. So we're just going to... Oh man, Jacinto being invisible is fantastic. We should do this more often. Jacinto is going to begin summoning, end of turn, and Artania has a free move action. Artania will... Oh, and remember, you all get Defrex Hardiness as well. You all being Ava, Finn, and Artania. So Artania will scuttle up to this creature here, being quiet, only a move action, and that is my turn.
Okay. I should have jumped in before this, but I think Kaven, after Ava struck, Kaven would have jumped in. So I'm going to move Kaven in here before Finn.
Okay.
And Kaven will... And I have so many tabs open in Hero Lab. Kaven has so much movement. It's great. Let's say that's 20. 40. Yes, I've got enough. I'm going to get there. One movement, swift action. Kaven holds one of his hands out to the side and sort of snaps his wrist, and a blade comes out between his ring and his middle finger, made of bone. And then he's going to attempt to stab Ava with that.
Gross.
A 16 on the die for a total of 34 to hit, which I think hits even Ava's AC.
Oh, yes.
For a total of 25 slashing damage.
Okay. Kraven can take 10 piercing damage as thorns lash out.
I disapprove of that eventuality.
Does Ava also have... Oh, man. Do I also have an electrostatic harness? That would be hysterical.
Someone does. I feel like it's Finn, though.
Yeah, it's not Ava. So, that's that.
All right. So, now Finn can go. And Kaven did all of that quietly. Did not say anything. Did not react beyond, like, no facial expressions. Dead in the face. There was a threat. They responded to the threat by attempting to eliminate it.
Hey. Mm. All right.
You suspect they were not as lucky as Finn when it came to the undead lottery.
Didn't we have control of Kaven at one point?
No.
We did. He ran away, remember?
Okay. I thought we had control of undead Kaven.
No, Kaven, this is a new development. You have control of Lamitar Baden.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Cool. Well, it's 25 feet will get us to where we can be flanking this dude. I'm gonna scooch my invisible butt over there. Then I'm gonna punch him. I'm also gonna photon attune. Let me find my punching button.
I don't know why that. So for some reason, while you're looking for that button, OBS is very slowly moving the video forward. Anything I do on Firefox happens as soon as I do it. But the video, if I don't have it at the forefront, it's just like every like minute or so, it'll move forward a random number of frames.
Weird.
Huh. Oh yeah, I just pinged and it showed up. That's so strange.
So I got a 24.
And you were going after Kaven, correct?
Yep.
And that KAC, that would have hit even without flanking. And oh my gosh,
nice. You do
36 bludgeoning damage. I disapprove of this wholeheartedly. I just want you to know that as your GM, I disapprove
of you. My friends alone, you blank faced weirdo. Bam.
No real reaction other than like the shifting of their body as the blow lands. They don't make a sound.
Finn does not like that. It's weird.
Lahan, it, I believe, is your turn. And I assume that you a photon attuned as you started your turn.
Me?
Yes, I did.
I don't attune nothing.
No, I was referring back to Finn, but...
Oh, good.
You did sound like you were addressing Lahan. I was like, does she have a Solarian level now?
Yes, Lahan is a secret Solarian.
With tech revolution, there's incentive.
Ooh, I'll take a level of range Solarian. Good. Kaven moved, and that was exactly what I wanted. I combat track the boss and shoot him in the face.
Why would you do that? There's no call for that.
Yeah, there is.
What is your alignment? I need to know that.
Mine?
Yeah.
Neutral good. They're big bad boss. They told us like came in, destroyed their home, took them hostage, and started turning people undead. Yes. Neutral good says shoot him in the face.
Okay. Well, make your attack roll. I just needed to know your alignment.
It's a 25 versus EAC.
That will hit for electric.
18 and... electric and fire.
Okay. So I get to... It does not hit as hard as you think that it should. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that didn't hit as hard as it should anyway. That's not great on the rolls there.
So you tracked, you shot, you did not as much damage as you thought you should, and it's now Lucretia's turn. Lucretia near the bikers, and she looks at them and she's like, "What are you doing? Defend our lord!" And she is going to, gosh, keeping track of so many spellcasters is annoying, y'all.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She is going to do. What is her movement? Her movement is 40. Let's do a measure. That's 45.
Beautiful song, Jet.
She's going to walk this way towards Finn. Not cast the spell I really want to cast, but instead she is going to lash out with her hand at one specific target, and I need Finn to make a fortitude save. What? 21. You made the save exactly. So you're only going to take half of this. So 4 points of damage as a little bit of your reality was slashed.
Well, that's rude.
Oh, that's
I'm glad it was only a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Finn doesn't need to be out of touch with reality. That'd be bad.
It's Lamitar's turn. I feel like the old ladies... I forgot to do initiative for the hags. I'll just have them go with Lamitar.
They'll
be
delayed.
A unit.
So it's not. They don't need to go.
Yeah. Lamitar is going to... Oh, gosh. So many people. Lamitar has that movement. Okay, let's see how far he can get. Lamitar can reach the other chthonic lunar giant. And is going to attempt to... Actually, they're not even going to move. They're not going to move. They're going to stand there, and they're just going to full attack. They're going to raise their rifle at the orders of the Void Hags, and they're going to unleash three shots at the bodyguard. Ranged full attack. Soldier's onslaught. Roll all. And the bodyguard. Gosh, I'm gonna jump back and forth so much here. I need 6 monitors, y'all.
See, yeah. The more of them you have, the more of them you want.
It's a hell of a drug.
Okay, so Lamitar hit with the first shot with a 32, missed with a 20 on the second, and critically hit on the third shot with a natural 20 for 36.
He gets 3 shots.
He hits Soldier's Onslaught. So this bodyguard is taking a grand total of 77 damage from those 2 shots that hit.
Fantastic.
What did you say your name was? Oh, gosh. And I believe there is a critical hit effect on this rifle, but I could be wrong. Nope, just the bonus damage. It's just special because it's a necrotic rifle. That's Lamitar's turn. I keep saying the old ladies, and they are old ladies, but more importantly, they're Void Hags who are bikers.
Yes.
And I think they are. The left one here, the left one is going to point and shout a command word in an unknown language at the bodyguard. And the bodyguard needs to make a fortitude save, DC 21. This is its good save, so I have hope. But I roll a natural 2. Ha ha. So this is a concentration spell. Lasts 1 round a level, so this can last for quite a while. Each round you concentrate on this spell, it deals 3d8 bludgeoning damage and immobilizes the target. A creature immobilized in this way cannot move and must hold its breath. The creature can still attack with any of its weapons, except any bite attacks, cast spells, and so on. Each round the spell affects the target. The target can attempt a saving throw to halve the damage and avoid being immobilized. So I think I believe I need to roll 3d8 for that initial amount of damage as it is psychokinetically strangled. It takes 5 damage, which is not nothing.
No, it's 5.
Yeah, it's 5 more than nothing.
Yeah, 5 more than nothing.
Numbers.
Numbers. Mm-hmm. And
Math Finder.
Yeah. 10-foot radius spread. I think the middle hag is going to target this center right square that Barl Breakbones occupies. He is going to need to make a fortitude saving throw. This is not his good save. For a 6 for a total of 17, so he fails. So there's a small, like, vibrant, intense, like, neon green white moat that springs into existence in that square, and it pulses out, and there's sort of that anime cartoon, like, ring of energy that flashes out in a 10-foot radius. Luckily, you're all outside of that, and what that's signifying is that that area has been flooded with radiation. The duration is instantaneous. It's just a single pulse of radiation. Creatures within the area are exposed to radiation only once. It does not linger in the area. And the saving throw to resist radiation effects is set by the spell rather than the standard save DC for radiation. Seeing as these Void Hags are CR10, this is high radiation. And I totally forgot they had the spell. So I have to look up radiation rules real quick.
Oh, what do you need to know?
What does high radiation do to someone who's failed their saving throw?
Bad things. Radiation poisoning, I believe, sets in, right?
Yeah. So that's interesting that the DC is their spell DC instead of the typical DC, because that's kind of like the big thing for radiation.
Yeah.
So it's high radiation, which I think in this case mostly just means since the DC is null and void, that it is harder to be immune to that. In fact, you can't be immune to that with any armor.
Yeah.
So they just take the DC of this spell minus 10 in hit point damage because they've been exposed to a poison. So they take that before anything else happens.
They did that now.
Since they have failed their saving throw, they move down the poison, the radiation poison track, which now we need to look that up. Radiation is deadly.
Yeah, it is.
Poison track. Poison rules. Thank you, Archives of Nethys, for having such easily searchable things. Radiation. No.
Actually, you know, I accidentally used the search feature the other day, and it's gotten much better.
The what now?
there is search on Nethys. It's gotten much better.
Oh no, that wasn't a joke. That was me being hard of hearing. But also, yeah, I never used the search feature. Nethys Starfinder.
It's gotten better.
Radiation. And
tell you what, having implemented search, you would think that in 2021 it would be easy to add search to your website. It's a lie. It's not. It's a pain in the butt.
I appreciate all
that Nethys does for us.
Well, I do want to take a stand against their revamping of the tables for feats for Pathfinder 2. That is a...
Yeah, it probably sounded like a really good idea. Hopefully they take it back out, because it is terrible.
Yeah. And at least stop me from having to use it on mobile. Anyway, sorry. Poisons. I found it while we were vamping. So radiation levels, you must, so they go to the impaired. It's the constitution poison track. That's what we need. So they are on the impaired. Yeah. It's nesting. Starfinder's nesting rules are really, really hard to grok sometimes. Nethys Starfinder constitution poison track. So three tabs later. They are at the weakened state. The victim takes a minus 2 penalty to strength-based ability checks, attack rolls, damage rolls, and skill checks, and the DCs of his spells and special abilities decrease by 2.
Oh no, I really hate that. Why did I do that to myself?
Stop hitting yourself, Jet. Now, the really interesting thing is here, if the radiation doesn't linger, they're pretty much... I think they're going to be fine, right? Because the only way to cure the radiation poison is you leave.
Yeah.
Jet, I made a mistake. I read you the strength poison track. Constitution poison track is minus 2 penalty to fort saves, con saves, and constitution-based DCs, which is like if you're a Vanguard or Nanocyte.
Okay.
Every time the victim... Oh, well, that's the standard stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think they just... They're that until they're not in the...
So minus 2 to their fortitude is the important thing, basically.
Yeah. Do you mind sharing the name of that spell so I can dig into that?
Yeah, it's Irradiate.
Irradiate.
And while you're doing that, I'll move on to the third Void Hag. Who is... she's not dumb. That would be a bad move to make. She is going to attempt to psychokinetically strangle Lucretia, is what she's going to do. Because that seems like a good thing to do. Fortitude for partial. Alright, come on, Lucretia, don't fail. Oh, this is a bad save. I don't like this. I keep targeting bad save. Oh, yeah, 17 on the die. 26.
Nice.
So I think she is currently being choked, but she made the save to take half damage, and she is not suffocating. Because that gets to be...
But maybe she has it?
Well, the thing is she has like 10 rounds to keep concentrating on this spell to keep trying to choke her.
Hmm.
Okay. So, rolled significantly better, but 7 damage. to Lucretia. And Lamentor so shot, what they acted. It's
that's what the hearts are on these tokens.
Yeah, I couldn't find a good I couldn't find a good you're being choked thing.
That's fine. There is the reaching hand one, off the top of my head. But anyway, it's my first turn. Ava is going to take Finn's lead, and you know what? She's gonna full attack because Ava's a monster. If there's one thing I know about Ava, it's that she's a monster at full attacks. And
she's got flanking.
Yes, she's got flanking. So she's going to full attack. First attack is going to be against Kraven, and the second attack is going to be against Throne Guy. Barl
Break Bones.
Barl Break Bones. Bones break Barl. Ava,
she wouldn't want me to get more damage.
So first attack, Kraven. Oh, you know it was worth it. That's a 29 plus 2 versus Craven's EAC with a Flash Shuriken for 36 fire damage.
36 fire. Yeah, that I'm not fond of that.
Oh, she just what happens is she flavor-wise whips out two shurikens and she slashes one at Kraven and without looking just flings the other one. No, it doesn't fling the other one. Well, it's really cool if she flings the other one, but I'm not making a ranged attack roll against Barl. Take a turn?
Does Barl not have initiative? Barl might not have taken a turn. How did I not put Barl on the initiative? Oh, it's because I swapped out his token.
Yeah. Well, all of that happened.
But just one second. Just one second. I'm going to need her to re-roll that as the these rune carved plates on Barl's armor flare to life.
I will re-roll with a d20. That is a so the 3 lower is going to be a 25 versus EAC.
Three lower, you said?
So 25. I got a 12 on the die as opposed to a 15 on the die.
That's just enough. Just enough to hit.
All right. Please take 28 fire before various sundry resistances.
28 fire. I don't want to take 28 fire.
Well, I mean, you're the GM, man.
And in fact, I won't take 28 fire because that does way less damage than you feel like it should.
Unfortunate. We'll have to switch up the type of shuriken that we're using, perhaps.
All right. So Barl is back into the initiative. Unfortunately, I denied them their first turn. But they're getting their second turn. Well, their consolation turn is what they're getting. And I'm going to have Barl reach out and touch Ava. And I need Ava to make a will saving throw.
Does this provoke an attack of opportunity?
Casting the spell does not provoke attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, I just figured I'd take a shot.
It's a good call to ask.
That is a 28 on the will save. Oh man.
I do not approve. And in fact, Barl is, that was the standard move action. Barl is standing up. And I mean, that's basically it. Barl is now standing. Jacinto.
Very imposing.
Yeah.
All right. Jacinto is going to summon. Yeah, you know what? Why not? Jacinto is going to summon a celestial mountain eel.
No.
Oh, yes.
I don't like that it has an aura. I don't remember what the aura does, but I don't like it.
It does, and it's really funny. It's a really low DC. Don't even worry about it. You'll probably totally pass it. All my friends who are also affected by it. So the mountain eel is going to pop into existence here. And yeah, it's just gonna bite. It's going to bite Lucretia.
No, don't do that. Lucretia didn't do anything to you.
I think she did. Okay. I was trying to open the character sheet by double clicking, but it wasn't working. So we are going to, move in there, and Jacinto will direct our Tanya as well.
No.
And our Tanya is going to skitter around here, and now we're flanking on Lucretia, and Mountain Eel grabs, tries to take a bite at a crime. This is with flanking, of course. Let's start with a single bite. That is a natural 20! Oh, crazy! for a total of 36 points of piercing damage.
Not quite 36, but...
Okay, well, you don't have to keep reminding me about it. And then Artanya is going to also take a bite. Artanya, my littlest of danger spiders. Take a bite, add two to this.
That makes it sound like you have an army of danger spiders, and I don't like that.
26 versus KAC on Lucretia.
So I'll have you know I rolled a natural 20 on that fortitude save to not lose constitution.
Oh, that's not even a thing for this person.
Oh, is that for the bone eater?
Eater.
Crust eater, yeah. Okay. Yep. 24 versus KAC?
26
versus KAC. That would hit. I don't like it.
All right, that's going to be 19 points of piercing damage. Yes, before whatever. I guess Jacinto will, he'll move further down this way. And that'll be, to the south, towards the center of the cavern. And I'm going to remind myself that I'm still invisible using Medlon's favorite status token marker, the ninja face. And I end my turn.
Just realized the bodyguard never got to go either.
Oh, no. Too many bats.
Yep. That was Jacinto's turn. Kaven. Kaven is going to attempt to trick attack Ava.
No thanks.
Yep. And Kaven is a high enough level that he can just take 10. And Kaven can use stealth as an option. So, bare minimum, 35 minus 20 is a 15. So, if this hits, it is a trick attack. Roll! But I roll a natural 1. I roll a natural 1!
Ha! Ha!
No.
I just wanted to stab Ava so good. I just wanted to stab Ava so good.
Want to stab Ava. So good?
Just so good.
Ah, buddy.
That's his whole turn, and now Finn's gonna wreck Kaven's day.
What did you say your
name was?
Yes.
Do it.
How damaged is Kaven?
Kaven's fairly beat up.
Can I declare my second attack after my first attack? If I murder him with my first punch, can I change where my second punch is going?
I'm fine with that, but I do not think you'd have to crit and roll very well for that to happen, as beat up as he is.
I might.
You're targeting KAC. Do you have a plus two factored in for flanking?
It's not factored in.
Okay. I will tell you, you can make the first one hit if you take a plus one. And I know we have one.
Do we have a plus one available?
Yes, we do.
Who gave it to us? Who should I thank?
Shades. This is from Shades. And, oh no, I'm going into mod view. And the request queue, Shades, who says... not that one. Shades, who says, have you heard about the Flush Buster?
We have, Shades.
I've not heard about the Flush Buster.
It's not something that we can talk about right now, unfortunately, but is a thing. By Paizo's Tech Revolution.
Yes.
Well,
also, I could definitely see Finn buying one.
Regrettably, yes.
I'm intrigued and concerned at the same time.
just do Starfinder, Nethys, Flushbuster, and search. You'll find it, I'm sure.
So, but, you know, after we
resolve
it. What
does 34 damage look like on Quaven?
Pretty bad. You think one more of those could drop him?
Nice. I missed with my second, unfortunately, I bet.
Yes, you do.
Finn.
I'm going to keep photon tuning, by the by.
Yep.
Finn, at the start of his turn, needed to make a fortitude saving throw.
Oh. Yeah, let me do that.
Because of my mountain eel. There's a mountain eel. You're fine, Finn. Don't worry about it. You briefly look up at this thing's horrifying eyes and almost feel paralyzed with fear, and then you remember that you have incredible fortitude and you're fine. You actually cannot fail this saving throw. It's only a DC 14.
All right.
Think about it, Oleg.
Lahan needs to make it now, though, right?
That thing's weird.
What? Why outside the region? Uncool.
You're standing right next to the mountain eel.
I did not stand next to the mountain eel. The mountain eel stood next to me.
Eels live on mountains, though.
And the 14.
Yeah, you got it. You hit it on the nose. Please proceed, my friend.
I move away from the radiation.
Oh, it's back a real, here. It's a real far away.
Am I out of the radiation? Where's the radiation end, Jet?
The radiation just flashed and was gone. Like, it affected Barl and then went away. It's an instantaneous effect.
The thing that you just saved against was my mountain eel. My summon has a paralyzing gaze ability.
Yeah. Oh.
And you're super within its range still. Like, you have to run so far away.
Tom!
But mountain eels, Nick. Mountain eels!
In that case, I take my move back.
I really want to know here. Though.
You're now you are now immune to it for 24 hours.
Oh, good. In that case, I'll combat track and shoot Lucretia since she's right there. Oh, no. That's a crit fail. That's not good. Oh, that's garbage. Do we have any rerolls?
Do you?
Yeah, the damage isn't that good either, though.
This one from Shades. Shade says, I couldn't think of anything witty or funny. Oh. Well, that's okay. We like you anyway, Shades. Hopefully this is a better roll than a one. Nope. It's a one again.
Oh my god.
That's what, a 1 in 400 chance or something like that?
Yeah. You crit failed at thinking of something funny to say, and I crit failed at hitting Lucretia. I'm just going to pass my turn to this baddie.
Well, it's the bodyguard's first turn. And they are... they're going to reach out and touch someone. And the closest person they can reach out and touch is Artanya.
Artanya's not people. Come on.
You trying to... you legitimately tell me that Artanya's not people.
No, but he's not mechanically people. Go on, please.
Does a 24 hit Artanya's KAC? I feel like that misses.
That's going to be real close. No, it's a 26.
Ah!
That's
what a 5 on the dial do for me.
Yeah,
I did one attack too. I should have just spammed it. I should have full attacked. They're going to provoke. I'm sure they're going to provoke, and they're going to step up here so that they can flank Ava and Finn with Barl.
Well, that's one.
Yeah, that's a guarded step. I thought I was going to step further.
Nope. Yeah.
Changed my mind. And Lucretia gets to go. Lucretia was being. Oh, the bodyguard needs to make a fortitude save, actually. No, that is on the Void Hag's turn, right? Void Hag's turn.
No, my fortitude save.
Your fortitude save. I was thinking about the psychokinetic strangulation, but I believe they have to concentrate on it to trigger that, which would cause the fortitude save. But yes, your fortitude save. I've got so many saves. So many saves.
I love
16 on the die, so 28.
Yeah, you crushed it. You can fail this by rolling a 1.
Okay.
But well, that's it.
That was the bodyguard. Now it's Lucretia, and Lucretia can fail for sure. Concretia is not very fortuitous, but I rolled a 21. Thankfully, I rolled very well.
All right, Lucretia is also immune.
Okay, Lucretia is flanked. I do not appreciate Lucretia being flanked. Lucretia is going to... Artania doesn't look like the bigger threat, but is, I'm sure, than the Mountaineel. Oh, what would Lucretia do? Lucretia is going to, what is the ability? Multi-attack? Yes, multi-attack. So, going to attempt to stab Artania while slapping the eel in the face with her tail.
I see. The old stab and slap.
Yeah, a 32 to hit Artania for 22 electric and slashing. And then okay, she takes
pause,
10.
Please. Yes. So 10 off of that is 22. That's still significant. All right, please continue.
Yep, and then tail slap to the eel. A 32 to hit the eel for 26 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. And all of that goes through. My eel has 69 health left.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cuz we have the senses of humor of children. It's Lamitar's turn.
200 children a week. It rubs off on me.
It's Lamitar and by extension the Void Hag's turn. I did not mean to have more turns than you guys, as at least in regards to your allies.
So many turns.
So the hags could just peace out, right? They could be like,
they could. I think they're going to just hang out in the back and just concentrate on choking people out, because they cast that spell and they did say they would help you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So the one in the middle who cast Irradiate is going to attempt to psychokinetically strangle the Mountaineel. Is what's going to happen.
Wait, no, why?
Also, they all need to make fortitude saves.
Why are they going to try and strangle my Mountaineel?
Oh, wait, no. It is on their side. What? Why? I'm confusing myself, Tom. Can't choke Kaven. Can't double strangle, I don't think. Barl? I guess Barl, maybe?
Yep. Barl's a good choice.
But they are going to have to make fortitude saves.
Yeah.
A 16?
Pass.
An 11.
Fail.
And a 12.
Also fail.
What does this aura do?
They're paralyzed for one round.
Are you this way?
Well, the one on the left is going to continue to concentrate on the bodyguard.
Oh, this is beautiful.
So the bodyguard's going to make a fortitude save and probably succeed this time. Yeah, 22 will succeed. So half damage and not choking to death. So 8 damage. No. There we go. What kind of effect is this? I don't think Lamitar can be affected by it. I don't think. He is straight up undead.
Let's see. A creature who succeeds at it. No. Creatures without a sense of sight.
Can't be paralyzed, actually. I just looked.
That's also, that's a separate thing. Also fair.
Okay.
Cool.
So Lamitar is going to attempt to light up the bodyguard again. Full attack. Soldier's Onslaught. Roll all. What is the EAC? Not as high as I would like. Why did I do that to myself? The first and the last hit again. The middle one goes wide. Not a crit this time. So a 23 and a 33 both hit the bodyguard's EAC. For 24 and 20, so 44 cold damage. And so 34. Not 341. Mm-hmm. Lamitar is just He's pulling an Ava is what's happening. Ava's turn.
Ah, Ava will once again full attack. This worked out wonderfully last time, and so we will continue.
Who are you targeting, though? You got three targets now.
Craven and seeing Lamitar just lighting up the bodyguard. We're going to try and take out the bodyguard first. So Craven and bodyguard, 1 and 2. And we will still make this with the flash shuriken. Full attack, yes. Oh, 19 Ooh. And 15. Natural Neither 6, natural 2.
Neither of those will hit.
Unsurprisingly. All right, that's my turn.
Barl's turn. Barl. The spell failed. The spell I really wanted to work failed. Let us... For some reason... There we go. Wow, so many hit points. Barl is going to reach into his belt. Actually, he's going to guarded step away so Ava does not strike him. Sorry, Judy was wanting me to make sure Bertram doesn't steal her food. He reaches into his belt pouch and he pulls out like a D battery and he flicks it at the hags as they are obviously working against him and one tried to irradiate him.
Oh no.
And that battery detonates in the center of them. And it is a 20-foot radius burst. Let me measure my radius.
Oh, and the two of them, the two are paralyzed too. Oh, Barl also needs to make a fortitude saving throw if he didn't already.
Burst. Hey, Jacinto, you're inside that radius, just so you know.
Radius don't start from the center, they start from a grid intersection.
Well, I believe you'll still be inside it, but let me fortitude save. A 24. So Barl is not paralyzed.
Yep. Casting this does provoke from my mountain.
Oh, gosh darn it.
So we're just going to try and take a bite and hopefully interrupt this because I don't want to get caught on fire. That's a 24 versus KAC.
That will miss. That's way closer than I'd like, but that will miss.
Oh, shucks. All right.
So
I will make a reflex saving throw now.
So yeah, it's a DC 22 for half damage.
Oh, that's not going to happen. That's an 18. This is going to hurt.
No, I rolled Garbo. But now yeah. I need to roll saving throws for one of the hags. I trust you with my life. The one hag made it. And Lamitar Super made it. So they both only take 11. The others are taking full. That was such garbage. That was hot garbage. I'm so mad at that damage roll. 3 ones, 2 twos.
Yeah, 2 threes, a 4, and a 5. Not a single 6 to be found. On 9d6.
All right, so that's Barl stepped. Barl threw an exploding battery. It's now Jacinto's turn.
All right. I think an exciting battery is my favorite way to describe explosive blast. I think as much as I want to get a Song of Spheres up, I think Jacinto's just going to start summoning again. I'm going to summon even harder now.
Wait, quick question. Quick question, Jacinto.
Yeah.
I know it's your summon, but did you need to make a save?
I do now. And I need to roll real well. Ooh, got a 15 for a 19. I am ironically the worst, the worst equipped to save against my own creature. Ideally, I would summon this thing really far away from me, so I'm not in its 60-foot aura. But anyway, I'm going to start summoning again. Will it be another Mountain Eel? I'll never tell until I do. And then Artanya doesn't get to attack because I can't command him with a move action, so the Mountain Eel is going to get to attack. And the Mountain Eel is going to attack, what's her name?
Lucretia. You don't like Lucretia?
The Mountain Eel doesn't. That's a 22 versus Lucretia's KAC. It's a 4 on the die, so I don't expect it to hit.
KAC said... Nope, that'll miss. Quick question. Right. Those hags were paralyzed and they didn't maintain their concentration. Does that mean that spell is gone?
Oh, super. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the one is still active, but one of them's gone, and the other one never got cast then.
Okay. And that is my turn.
Kaven's turn. Kaven really wants to hit Ava.
Wait, where am I in the initiative? Did I get skipped? Okay.
No, you didn't get skipped. You just didn't do what you wanted to last time. I think you rolled poorly, is what it was. But you are after Kaven. Kaven is going to attempt to trick attack Ava. And please, please, please hit. 34. That has to hit.
Yes, it does.
Take 43 damage, Ava, as a bone blade stabs into your kidney.
43 minus 10 is 33.
Oh, and then I
Raven takes 10 piercing.
That got closer to killing him than I would have liked.
That would be a suitable death for this creature. This cretin, that's the word I was going for.
That's his whole turn. It's Finn's turn.
I would help if I unmuted, I guess. Maybe. Just a little bit. So, I am done photon attuning. Let's see. Where can I do the most damage within a 10-foot radius? I think right here, because I miss Ava, and we get all of these motherfuckers, including the eel, who I don't know belongs to Jacinto.
I think you know it belongs to me only because it's been attacking our enemies.
Oh, still. I managed to get the big guy, correct? And
you get the little bodyguard, zombie. And,
yeah.
You get the bodyguard, Kaven, Barl, Lucretia, and the Mountain Eel.
Yeah, it's the best. I'm sorry. Mountain Eagle's got...
No, that's fine. Oh, yeah, no. If you're talking about exploding, yeah, that's fine.
I am. I am talking about exploding.
Do it.
Explode away.
A little specks of light that have been gathering inside of Finn's black hole moat have reached their brightest point, at which point they dissipate into a giant explosion, which does... Let me hit the button. I think this button is correct. Let's see if this button's got the right stuff on it.
DC 18. The bodyguard rolled a 19 on the die.
Man, that sucked. We got a lot of ones.
Kaven is going to fail. Got a 2 on the die. But Kaven has... Uh-huh. Oh, doesn't have improved evasion, just has evasion. So that doesn't really help.
Ah, the operative failed his reflex save. Oh, how the turns table.
Barl rolled a 5 for 16, so they failed. So far, the bodyguard's the only one that's made it.
My mountaineer also succeeded with a 15 on the die for a total of 23. I've taken my 14.
Feels fine.
And by the skin of her teeth, Lucretia makes it with an 18 total.
Damn.
So the bodyguard and Lucretia are taking 28,
14.
Minus 14. Let me double check, make sure. Okay, bodyguard's not taking very much at all, actually. That is 29 fire. Barl doesn't take as much as you think he should. And Kaven failed, and it's 29. Kaven is gone. You incinerate Kaven.
Got him.
You burn the
me, Ava.
You burn the flesh from his bones, and his charred skeleton and armor just clatter to the ground in that square.
Good, good.
And it's
first kill of the pin.
It's Lahan's turn.
Ava would hate that.
Well, I already combat tracked Lucretia, so I will take a step back. Shoot her. Attempt to shoot her. 17 to hit EAC.
Oh, no. That's a no.
What is going on here? This is so uncool. All right. Well, that's it for me.
Bodyguard. Bodyguard is going to full attack Finn because Finn just exploded.
That's bad.
Oh, no, can't full... Actually, will full attack. It's going to kick at you with a slam because it can't full attack with the maul that it has in its hand because that's unwieldy. A 25 versus KAC and a 33 versus KAC.
I bet 33 hits. How much damage does my electrostatic field do and how much does the thing that Jacinto gave me do?
The thing that Jacinto does is 10 damage, and the electrostatic field is, I think, 2d6.
Yes.
So as well.
Did the first one hit, or was it just the second one?
No, second. Okay.
So they're taking 16 damage.
Yeah, that's what you get for touch.
But they're dealing you 29 bludgeoning damage.
Which you reduce by 10,
yeah,
for the same reason.
So 19. Yep, so
I've got
the damage trait is still in my favor because you took 9. You would end up taking 29. 19. Well, 29 minus 10 from the Def Rex hardiness, so 19 total. Yeah. Lucretia is going to provoke attacks of opportunity.
Roll 20 is being kind of a joke. Jack, can I get you to take 19 hit points for me, please?
Yes, I will do that right now.
Well, stamina points.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Double Doge.
Subscribing with Prime for 2 months. Big preach.
Artania and the Mountain Eel get an attack of opportunity.
Oh. Oh, they'll take them. That's a 28 from the Mountain Eel for 14 points of damage piercing. And then Artania, the danger spider, is also going to take a bite. That's a 31 to hit for 21 points of piercing damage.
All right. She didn't enjoy that, but she did get away from you, and she did get adjacent to Lahan. And now she's going to reach out and touch Lahan. And I would like Lahan to make a will save.
What?
Man, you just keep reminding me of that one song. Every time you say that, it's like, reach out and touch face in my head.
Uh-oh.
I know that face is not the right word for the song, but I feel like that's what she's doing.
So Lahan,
this 16.
So Lahan, you fail. And she reaches out and she touches your face. And some angry red energy sort of burns its way into your face, marking you permanently. You have been bestowed with a curse. There is a Sahedron rune burned into your left cheek.
Oh no.
You take -4 to ability checks, attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks.
Hold on. That's going to be a custom
thing.
That sucks.
It's painful as heck.
To what?
-4 to ability checks, attack rolls, saving throws, and skill checks.
Pretty much
everything.
The duration of this.
Yeah, there's just not a, there's not a good way to put that in the.
Well, you could sticky note it if you have to.
Yeah, I think you should be able to make a custom.
But you said it's permanent, and if it's permanent, it needs to be recorded somewhere. Yeah. A sticky note will vanish by next week.
Yeah. So, and I say permanent, but it can be dispelled or removed by break enchantment, miracle, or remove affliction, or the wish spell.
I have lost all my pens. To ability checks, attack rolls, skill checks.
Okay.
I will figure out a way to record this somehow.
Should be able to make it as a custom buff.
Yeah, the problem is ability checks are not a thing on this sheet. That's a.
I wouldn't worry about that one quite as much. We could honestly just knock that off the list. Because how often do I ask you to make a strength check?
Yeah, to be fair, I'm just going to laugh at you if you tell me that, so.
Yeah, or make an intelligence check. I mean, you're super smart, but I would rather just have you make a skill check.
Fair.
So that's...
Like I said, I'll figure out a way to get this on the sheet.
Don't worry about the ability checks. That's verbiage on the spell, and the spell literally also says invent my own curse if I want, so we can just ignore the ability checks thing.
Like I said, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right, so that's Lucretia's turn. It's Lamitar's turn. Lamitar's going to continue lighting up that bodyguard because he's had a great deal of success with that and no one's told him to do otherwise. Soldier's Onslaught, roll all. First two shots, miss. A natural 1, a natural 4. But the last shot is a total of 27 for 28 cold damage. So not quite as much gets through as we would have liked, but something is done. And I think after that volley, the Lamitar undead pushes a button on the side of the rifle and a spent battery that's hissing and cold just drops to the floor. And it's Ava's turn. Oh wait, no. These two are no longer paralyzed, correct? I keep forgetting the hags. The one is going to maintain concentration on the bodyguard. The bodyguard needs to make a fortitude saving throw. Doesn't do it, actually. So they are being strangled and they take 12 damage. They're looking real, real rough. The other old ladies, having been just paralyzed and not liking it, I think they go invisible.
Probably a good choice.
And now it's Ava's turn.
All right. Ava is going to take her shuriken and slice at the bodyguard with a full attack. Shuriken away. 17 will probably miss EAC, but a 25 might hit EAC.
25 does hit for 37 damage, which, if I would honestly say if you had a reroll for that first attack, take it, because cards on the table, that would drop her.
I don't think we have any rerolls, and
I don't think so.
No, honestly, I'm gonna get
steal that kill.
A bajillion. No, you're not stealing anything. I've got like a bajillion attacks coming up on my turn. I'm gonna steal that kill.
I mean, I still get
kill. Ava. Yeah, we're not letting Ava get a single kill tonight. That's the goal.
You would hate that.
It is Barl's turn, though. Ava did a full attack. None of these spells are speaking to me. I gave him spells based on what he was, like what his vocation was, not what was necessarily the most combat effective. And the one spell that was super combat effective, Ava shrugged off, but I think Barl is going to reach behind his back, grab a hold of this handle that's been sticking up over his shoulder, and he is going to bring a frost-covered maul forward and into his hand, and then swing away at Finn.
Come at me, bruh.
But a natural one! He brings this hammer down. Finn dodges to the side and rolls out of the way as shards of ice and broken chipped stones spray everywhere. And it's Jacinto's turn.
All right. And into being springs a level 3 Protean.
No.
Yes. It is indeed medium. We're gonna put it over here for maximum flankitude. And then... Oh, no, wait. No, we're definitely putting it over here by Lucretia. What am I doing? Because Lucretia just branded one of Jacinto's best friends. So we're going to... we do not abide this. We're going to kill Lucretia this... So that's what happens at the beginning of Jacinto's turn, and then the Protean is going to attack Lucretia, but not before Jacinto burns a resolve point to activate Song of the Spheres. This is Song of the Spheres for 4 rounds. What else do we get?
Fast healing.
And fast healing equal to 2. Everybody has fast healing 2.
Nice.
Oh, Barl says thank you. He looks at you and nods and says thank you.
Nope, you're not even in my aura, so get out of here, Barl. So the range on this is 60 feet, so friends within 60 feet. Oh, look at that. I'm perfectly positioned. And so now we go for it. So
you can't look at him anyway. He's invisible.
Forgetting to use my battle leader things. I'm so bad at being a battle leader. Well, it's not like I don't have enough going on. So, Protean attacks.
Get him.
Lucretia. Please add 1 to that. Oh, it super doesn't matter. that's a 3 on the die. Then the Mountain Eel will move over here. I will double check my Mountain Eel's land speed before I cheat. Nope, I got 40 feet, so I can go here. Mountain Eel moves over here, and then attacks with flanking once. That's a 27 for a total of 18 piercing damage.
This was versus the bodyguard?
Yes, bodyguard's KAC.
26, that does hit, and you said 17.
It is 18 piercing.
18. It is so close to death. So close to death. She is barely hanging on there. Frost-covered wounds, seeping blood, now mountain eel teeth in the calf. It's just not looking good for her.
Yeah. I know I said I was going to steal this kill, but I do... It is more important to Jacinto that Lucretia goes down. So he's going to direct Artania to go down there as his other move action, and Artania is going to take a bite. That is a 30 for 17 points of piercing damage.
30 for 17. 30 super hits.
And that will finally be my turn.
Finn!
Alrighty. I'm gonna 5 foot shift in here. I'm gonna punch it.
You didn't even need to move from where you were standing. It's a round token.
Did I not?
No, you were...
Oh, okay.
You were fine where you were.
I'm gonna full attack them.
Yeah, you super kill the bodyguard.
Look at that, so I got hit.
Nice.
That second hit does hit, even without the plus one, I think. Because that's not even turned on. Yeah, that's super dead. Now Barl's face, his brows furrow. And he looks at Finn even more intently.
Oh man, you know what I also realized? I forgot that I've got step up. I could have chased that Thone Man when he got it stepped.
Oh.
Should have. Next time. I always forget I got that. And we got fast heal for 2, but that's only for hit points.
That's only for hit points, yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, then I am done. And I photon attune again, by the by.
Lahan, your cheek burning. Lucretia is still in your face. What would you like to do?
Bite her.
Well, she is immensely rude. I'll move back. Attempt to shoot her again. Which will probably not work. Oh, hey. That does not... Okay, well, the -4 says it's in there, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I just see a -1 untyped.
Yeah.
You have a total of +3 untyped somewhere else.
Yeah, it might be doing that math.
I mean, yeah, there's combat tracking.
That might be what it is.
Combat tracking.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay.
And some of the spheres?
Oh, well, and not Song of Spears, but that makes it 25?
24 did it. 24 hit, electric
or
and 20 fire.
20 electric and fire.
She does not resist any of that. I don't approve. She cursed you for a reason. It was to stop you from hitting her, and then you hit her.
Well, it's
victory!
You're lucky.
Take
I don't think
that.
She can double curse you.
No.
Shouldn't go around cursing people.
Well, shouldn't go around shooting people, minding their own business in their enslaved ogre stronghold where they manufacture weapons.
You're right. We're the assholes here.
Yep, I know. Totally. 100%. It's Lucretia's turn. Dang it. Man. I do not like any of this. I don't like any of these options for Lucretia. They're all bad for her.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, and she had an adaptive energy shield. She should have been using. Well, now she's protected from electricity a little bit. Frick. She does not have any good choices. I guess she's going to try and stab Artania a whole bunch. It's going to be like Blinken and Robin Hood Men in Tights, only with a knife that looks to be made of glass that's arcing electricity.
So nothing like that.
No, it's going to be that fast motion stuff. So a 27 and a 24 versus KAC.
The first will hit.
Is run.
20 slashing and electricity damage.
Okay, I take off 10 of the slashing, and she can take 10 piercing in return.
I forgot about that.
They always do.
But
Artania is a pointy danger spider.
Yeah, but it seems as though some of those magical quills were turned aside slightly.
That's fine.
Lamitar does not have his giant target, and I guess he is going to the remaining hag is going to tell him to target Barl. He's going to move and shoot once. A 35 will hit. 22 cold damage. Almost nothing gets through. Barl basically ignores that. The remaining hag is going to, I think, go invisible.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Lamitar's the only thing left. Ava, you have a Barl in front of you. You have two enemies left.
I do. So what we're going to do is curse Tom's memory for forgetting battle leader once again. And then Ava will step in and take a single swipe. As she's going, she will actually, you know what? She'll pull her acid lash, her Xeno lash that she has. So she'll pull her Xeno lash out in one hand. I think it's one hand. Is it two hands?
I believe it's one.
Okay. And strike with the lash. Yeah, because... Oh, yeah, this has reach as well. All right. Lashing it up.
I disapprove. I prefer the flash shuriken, and I never thought I'd hear... And I never thought I'd say that.
35 versus KAC.
That's super-duper hits, and 18. I don't get to ignore any of that damage. Please go back to the flash shuriken.
Never. 28 acid and slashing. Delicious.
Barl holds up his arm, frost maul in hand, and the lash wraps around his forearm and just pulls and eats furrows into his stony hide. And it's Barl's turn. Barl's going to respond. I think, as foolish as it is, a full attack against Ava.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
If it hits, it's going to be real bad for Ava, but... But both are going to miss when you roll a 6 and a 5 on the die.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even have hit if I had done a single attack. Makes me very, very sad. But it's Jacinto's turn.
That makes me very, very happy. So... could you add one more damage on to that damage roll I forgot to turn on the Song of Spheres for Ava?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will chip away at Barl's rapidly dwindling hit points.
Please do. So Jacinto is going to try and run the calculations on... Oh yeah, definitely we got that at this point. Seeing that Lucretia is just not going down, Jacinto is going to furiously just pop out of invisibility, because seeing her attack Lahan in such a grief... I feel like Jacinto also knows what Lucretia did to some degree because of his knowledge of mysticism and magic and all that.
Yeah.
And bestow curses on my spell list. Jacinto knows what that fleam was, and so he's just furious with Lucretia right now, and so he's going to pop out of invisibility and shout, "You just need to die!" and give her a mind thrust. Ooh, 39 damage on 70/10.
This is mind affecting, correct?
Yes.
You feel your mind thrust lash out at Lucretia and shatter upon the fortress that is her mind.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Rude.
Did I did I try this before? I'm getting a weird sense of deja vu. Not in this fight, but the first time we fought her.
I don't know if you have. It has been so long, Tom. Yeah,
that's fine. I'll toss that spell slot in the garbage.
But that was such a cool moment. You do that. You step out. You lash out with your mind, and then nothing happens, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, super anticlimactic, honestly. And then, we can just murder her with our army of summons then. Can't resist that unless they roll poorly. 27 for 11 points of piercing damage from the Protean. Does a 27 beat her KAC plus 4?
It does not beat it plus 4, but it does hit.
Okay, that's fine. Artanya will also attack her. Artanya's going to take a single attack. Dang. Yeah.
16.
And then, you know what? The Mountain Eel is also going to just march over here and stand behind the Protean and loom one small danger noodle and one gigantic danger noodle in a row. And the Mountain Eel will rear back for a bite. A 27 for 14 points of piercing damage.
That will hit, and she now has 69 hit points.
Nice. Okay. That is my turn.
I feel like the Protean looks up at the Mountain Eel and it's like, Father? Question mark? Mother? Question mark?
Small retcon. I'm going to have the Mountain Eel come over here if that's cool.
That's fine.
Okay.
And it's Finn's turn.
All right. So, gonna move over here.
Oh.
Does that give me flank?
You'd have to be one more square over. And I believe that's an attack of opportunity, though. But I roll a 2 on the die. Marl just can't do anything this entire fight.
Oh!
That super duper hits for way more damage than I wanted to take.
Nice. Oh, 37 for 37. I love when that happens.
Nice and clean.
Lahan. What would you like to do, Lahan?
I'm gonna shoot Lucretia again.
Kill her!
I am in fact going to kill her. That is the goal, yes. Take a shot. 21 hit EAC.
I believe that is still a miss. You're very close though.
Rude.
Very close. If you hadn't been cursed, that would have hit.
I'm aware. All right, fine. She can go, I suppose.
It's Secretia's turn. Oh gosh, I feel like I have
run to. If I were there.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I have to do the good old what she did last time, which she has to survive to do it, but she's gonna try running away a little bit.
No, I hate this.
So three attacks of opportunity.
Protean is going to...
Which, the Protean, if they hit hard enough, that can lock it down.
That was the hope, but nope, that's a 17. Celestial Mountain Eel is going to attack. That's an 18. What the hell? Artanya is going to attack. That's a 30 for almost minimum damage. 14 points of piercing damage on this coward.
That does hit, and she does run away. And then as she's running forward, she reaches, it's like she reaches into her like little jacket pocket, and she pulls her hand out, and then like a glowing arcane key sort of manifests, and she reaches it out into thin air and turns it, and then a magical door iris is open, much like a stargate, and you can just see, you know, some caverns, and then she steps through.
I hate when villains do that.
Don't worry, we'll get her.
She's not built the most offensively, but she does have a good exit strategy.
Can tell what that was?
As you've seen this spell before, and I believe you identified it before. It was Dimension Door.
Okay.
So she's somewhere within like 500 and something.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna find her. She's run away from this fight. We are gonna have to fight her.
She does have that line of sight, or not line of sight, but yeah.
It's not line of sight. It's not line of sight. You can just say 500 feet X direction. Because that's how she got away before. It just says, instantly transfer yourself from your current location to any other spot within range. You always arrive at exactly the spot desired, whether by simply visualizing the area or by stating its direction.
I think it might be second edition now.
Quite probably.
Yeah.
But it's Lamitar's turn. And Lamitar is going to Soldier's Onslaught. There's a chance that he could hurt Barl, slim though it might be. Barl's DAC is 25. So 2 will hit, and a very small amount of that damage seems to seep through. A 26, a 17, and a 30 in total on those hits. And then the 2 that did hit did 29 and 29 cold damage. But it seems like very little of that actually seemed to affect Barl.
This guy.
And now it is Ava's turn.
Ava is going to full attack with her lash.
In this whole while, other than anything spell related, Barl has said pretty much nothing. He's made, like, there have been very ponderous, deliberate facial expressions, but he hasn't said much. That's versus EAC because there's a slashing or KAC because there's a slashing component. The first one will miss, the second one will hit.
I did not have flanking on, so it's a 27.
That will still miss.
Wow. Okay. Should not be full attacking this guy.
But then you did do 29 acid and slashing damage, though.
Yes.
And it looks like all of that went through.
Okay.
And you lash him across the face, like splitting open his brow and his cheek. And he grunts in pain and sort of half steps back. He's like, "You small folk need to learn how to treat your betters." And he is going to foolishly full attack Ava.
Yeah, it's a bad plan.
It is, but he doesn't have the escape button that Lucretia has.
Fair.
Oh, I might have hit twice for an insane amount of damage. I did. I rolled a natural 20, a natural 20 on the first one, and a 15 on the die for the second one, for a total of 30.
Yes, those both hit.
Okay, so I don't instantly kill Ava.
Is Ava the one that has the? No, I don't have that magic item. Never mind. Please continue.
She has the dented casa.
She does.
She does. Would you like to use it?
100%. Pronk your critical hits. I will spend 2 resolve points to turn that into a regular hit.
Okay. Very good. It's still an absurd amount of damage. So the first one does 45 cold and bludgeoning. That would have been 90 damage.
Yeah. Let me double check. I don't have cold resistance. So 45 minus 10 is 35. Please take 10 piercing.
I will. And then the second hit does 42.
Okay.
So 42. I'm taking 20. Ouch, that actually hurt me so much. Ow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
but I got Ava into hit points.
It's true.
I would have almost dropped Ava if that crit had gone through.
Hmm.
Damn.
That was close.
Barl kind of, when those hits go through, Barl smirks and he kind of just does like a happy little grunt. Like, yes, yeah, see, I've proven my point.
Jacinto will move over a little closer to Barl and say, well, we would, but I don't see anyone better than us here. So, and he's going to mind thrust once more.
No, don't do that. Barl's not immune to mind thrusts.
Yeah, that's the idea.
But he does have a good will save. Oof,
58 points of damage. Jacinto is feeling spicy.
Okay, I gotta make this will save. It's super important. I have to roll.
Nope. I would like you to roll at disadvantage, please. Because reasons.
Do you have a thing that actually forces that?
Oh, God, no. I just my fiery passion.
38. So I take half, which is still a lot.
Take 29 points of mind bullet damage.
That is a lot.
Then prepare for a veritable onslaught of summons.
I'll have you know that had they not made that save, that would have dropped him.
Excellent.
Barl is looking real bad.
Protean. Well, let's see if we can expedite his departure from this mortal coil. 28, 29, because I'm flanking.
That definitely hits.
13 points of piercing damage.
Now he starts to look worried, and he's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I could definitely tell you some things. Please don't kill me.
Start talking.
All right. But if you don't tell me things quickly, my mountain eel and my spider are going to eat you.
When you say start talking, he will literally like hold his hands up and allow the maul to fall from his hand. So
Ava immediately scoops that up.
Who does?
Ava.
It's like twice as big as Ava, but okay.
Ava's real strong.
Yeah.
I just see Ava holding like the strap on the end and just dragging it away slowly. Yeah, so he drops it and he kind of slumps to the ground, crisscross applesauce. You know, ice having formed on his body and cracked, and he's seeping blood, and he's got bites and stabs, and his face and his arms been ripped up by Ava. And I think I'm gonna take us out of initiative, because literally you could sneeze on him and he will die, and he is offering to talk in exchange for his life.
No one made any promises.
No, yeah,
but
I don't think he
feels like you might have.
Well, he can think that.
He certainly can.
Hey, people are actually going to get to see live video again, because I just took myself away from our Firefox screen.
Nice.
What do you want to... Man, I lost his voice. The first voice I did for him was pretty good. What would you like to know?
Should we maybe come in on the interrogation next week? We got like 5 minutes left.
Oh, wow. I lost track of time. Yeah, we can come back in on the interrogation next week.
Yeah,
Next week, we'll probably, if that's the case, it'll probably be the interrogation. And then we'll kind of be... Actually, I've been predicting this for a while... Actually wrapping up book 5.
What?
No way.
5? No.
I mean book 3, stepping into book 5. I am thinking of Fly Free or Die.
Stepping into book 5?
No, stepping into book 4.
Okay.
Book 5, I was thinking Fly Free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Games. Games and then Gen Con. Games and then Gen Con.
Yeah, man, yeah. You're burning right.
That was 4 intense days. I can't imagine what it's like when there's actually everyone there. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So yeah, interrogation, wrap up, probably a shopping episode, probably getting Lahan on Cursed, I imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's going to be, it's fine. We'll buy you a spell gem and we'll remove it all. It'll be great.
Yeah, I don't imagine it being a long-term hurdle. Like it, like
affliction, the level 3 spell.
Yeah.
I've got that, no problem. So.
Not right now, Judy.
Good. I don't want to be stuck with that. That was garbage. That was very rude.
That's hot garbage.
Is it truly hot garbage?
On a summer day, yes.
Are you sure?
Not even just any summer day, like August.
All right. I'd like to thank Paizo for their product. I very much am having fun with this. Normally I would thank Leif for the audio stuff, but it's Tom this time.
I literally played the playlist that you played before, but you're welcome. We are thanking today Lo-Fi Girl. Thank you, Lo-Fi Girl, for making your playlist of sweet lo-fi jams available for streaming.
And thank you, Chaos907709. And I'd like to thank you all for subscribing for 17 months. You've been subscribed
for 17 months? That's awesome.
Yeah, super thank you. That's longer than I've been a part of the team.
We've been streaming for 17 months.
I'd like to thank you all for joining me and playing. It's been, I don't know. I'm sorely missed Leif because we've been playing this chill music during what should have been a tense boss fight.
Yeah.
And it's been sort of discombobulating me on top of the recovering from Gen Con.
Ben is my brother from another mother.
Ah.
We've been best friends since kindergarten.
Oh,
lovely.
Well, nice to meet you. What's going on this Sunday, Tom? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We are going to be continuing with pirates, where you're fighting these space pirates that were boarding your heroic vessel, the Rust Bug.
They should really know better. We are better pirates than they are.
Yeah, well, they're gonna learn. They were in the process of learning, and then we just we bumped up against that time slot. So we'll be finishing up that fight, and you'll be beginning and hopefully concluding your assault on Aline's estate out in the diaspora. I bet you all can do it.
I hate her so much.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if you murder her, if you perhaps find something that could be a worse fate than death. We'll have to find out. I think you can probably imagine a few things that would be a worse fate than death for Aline.
If we could ruin her standing with the company and possibly with the what's the money bags religious order? The Callistocrats. Yeah, if we could ruin that, that would be pretty great, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put her on universal basic income. Just leave her there.
Oh boy. Yeah. But yeah, so that'll be that, and we'll be finishing up book 5 this Sunday. I'm fairly certain. Just got to keep it rolling, that combat in particular.
And like I said, next week we'll probably be wrapping up. This will be doing an interrogation of Barl Breakbones, who just surrendered. Then wrapping up any loose ends that the players might want to wrap up, and which would probably include removing the curse on Lahan. And then after that, we'll be heading towards book 4. Any questions, comments, shout outs, feel free to contact us. We've got nonstandardaction@gmail.com. More importantly, below is our Discord. You can click on the Discord link. You can join us there. And I am once again going to send out a plea for icebreakers. I am running the razor's edge.
I need more.
I always need more. I need about 60 more, probably.
For just pennies a day, you could help a jet with his icebreaker questions.
Yeah, they're located in just right on the welcome page. There's a link to our form that you can fill out that will auto-populate to a list that I need to check regularly. And then there's also, you can go to the feedback channel and it's pinned there. So please, please, please give me some icebreakers. I would very much appreciate it. But I think we're going to bounce. We're going to go to general. And if you're on our Discord, you can talk to us. And I think it is now time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.